For some millennials, as theorists call people born in the 70s and later, nothing is more prevalent or precious in their lives than technology. One cannot ignore technology's advancements or the innovation of people like Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Wednesday, at the age of 56, Jobs died of pancreatic cancer. His fans are mourning the loss of a mind that helped to create products that defined a generation. Salisbury University senior Alex Smith said that he grew up with technology always around.
I can't remember not having a computer. Always remember computers in my life. I guess growing up with it makes it more important to us. Can't live without it.
Junior Kevin Newsom said that his parents' generation doesn't understand the importance of new media because
they didn't really have that back in the day. Right now we use that for everything.
Technology has evolved throughout the years, but a new revolution started in 1976 with one symbol, the apple with a bite taken out of it. That company is responsible for creating one-word cultural phenomenons: iPhone, iPod, iPad, iTunes, Mac, and people love them. Kevin Newsom.
I have an iPhone 4. I have a MacBook. I purchase Apple. I live in an Apple store for real.
Zakia Kent, Salisbury University senior.
I have an iPhone 4 and I have an iPod Nano.
And apparently Alex Smith didn't even remember that his iPod is an Apple product, but he has one.
I don't use Apple, no. Oh, okay, I have an iPod.
Many fans have used the internet as a forum to express their condolences. Mark Zuckerberg, the co-creator of Facebook, left a message on the site writing, "Steve, thanks for showing what you build can change the world." That comment is currently liked by over 300,000 people. Alex Smith said that he learned about Jobs' death on the social networking site.
It's definitely going to be a big hit to the technology world.
Kevin Newsom said that his friend was attempting to buy the new iPhone when they both learned of the news. And Zakia Kent just learned of Jobs' passing during this interview.
Oh, no, I didn't even know that. Really? Oh, man.
Smith and Kent describe how Jobs' creations have changed the lives of millions of users, listeners, and downloaders.
iTunes, I guess, is probably the biggest, just because it pretty much dominates how we listen to music.
With iPhones being smaller, I send emails on my phone, or like I'll switch money around on my bank account on my phone. Before, we had to have like a book to organize, and then you have to have a phone, so it definitely made it easier.
I'm Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio.